You are listening to another Money Halakha class on moneyhalakha.com.
Welcome to another video from moneyhalakha.com, where you can get this video and all other previous videos, as well as sign up to our free WhatsApp video groups. In our last video, that was the video number 87, we spoke about damages to borrowed items. We covered two out of three topics. We spoke about when the item breaks or is damaged through regular wear and tear, as well as when you were just not careful and you break the item through negligence. We spoke about those two cases in the last video. We can refer to that. That was video number 87. Today, we're going to finish off with regards to a case of when the item is damaged or breaks, but not through negligence and not through wear and tear. What happened was it broke just by accident. You were carrying the item and you tripped and it fell and it broke, and now it's worth less or it's just broken. What is the halakha? Are you responsible or not? So again, we're using the sefer called Money by Rav Shaul Wagshaw, and he brings over here that if a borrowed item gets damaged accidentally, for example, like we said, if you trip and you fall and it breaks and now it's worth less, so the halakha is that yes, you are responsible to pay for the damages of the lessening of the value of the item. However, the responsibility of repairing the item does not fall on your shoulders, meaning that the owner, even though you have to pay him for the damages, the owner cannot force you to go and actually go and repair the item. That would actually be on his shoulders. He would have to take care of that himself. Now, in regards to assessing how much you have to pay for the damages, that depends on the market value and more factors which are outside of the scope of this video. A halakhic authority would have to be consulted in regards to that. He brings over here that when the item does break, you should immediately inform the owner of the item so that he should have it repaired soon after, because what's going to happen is that if you just don't fix it, he's going to need the item back for use and then he's not going to have it. So he brings over here, it could be from mitam halachas of vihafta l'recha kamocha, or mitam hashavas aveda of you always have to look out for other people's items and not waste his time when he needs his item. So that would be the halacha over there. You should try and tell him right away. Now, you are not allowed to fix the item on your own unless you are completely capable, fully capable of doing so, and that the owner of the item would trust you to fix the item. He says over here that if it would be a nice thing that you would actually take it to the fixing shop and pick it back, that would be a nice thing to do. Now, in regards to fixing the item without telling the owner, right? He brings over here that a lot of people, they're embarrassed. They don't want to tell the owner that they broke the item. So they just go and fix the item and they bring it back and the owner never knows. So he brings over here that there's three conditions that have to be met in order for a person to be able to fix the item without telling the owner. Number one, it has to be that when you fix it, it has to be exactly the same condition as it was before it broke. If it's not going to be, then of course you can't go ahead with that, even if he won't notice. Number two is that the market value of the item has to be the same as before, meaning even though you could completely fix the item, it could be the market value of the item is worth less. And he brings over here that it's a very dangerous thing to be dealing with, is because if the market value of the item is worth less, then you're actually returning to him something that's worth less money, and you will forever, chas v'shalom, be indebted and have a chov of money, of owing him money. So he says, therefore, it's very careful to make sure that the market value of the item would also be the same after you would fix the item. The third condition is that if you know that the owner would rather that you go to another repair shop and have it fixed in another place, if there's a reason that you should suspect that, or you know that he wouldn't, then you would not be allowed to go to this repair shop instead and fix it. Thank you very much and have a great day.